I'm almost obsessed with like, I'm actually, I think I am obsessed with paying off my debt. Like my paycheck comes in and I can make a different amount each paycheck, but I kind of guess at it and I'll make a budget. And then once my paycheck comes in, I'm like, okay, let me go adjust my budget, see how close I was. And if I have extra money, that's great. And yeah, it's so much fun. It really is like learning a whole new class. And I just love the more I learn about it. And I learn new things every day.
Hey, this is Allison, and welcome to the Inspire Budget Podcast, where we talk all things budgeting, debt, and saving money. This is actually episode number 52, which means today is Inspire Budget Podcast's 1 year anniversary or birthday. Anyway, happy anniversary slash birthday to the Inspire Budget Podcast. I'm so excited. And to celebrate, I'm sharing three important lessons that I personally learned from paying off debt. And I am actually interviewing someone who is in the middle of her debt-free journey, and she's going to be sharing with us exactly what got her motivated to get started and what is keeping her motivated along the way. So let's go ahead and dive in. Paying off debt gives you an opportunity to learn more about yourself, your money, and how much discipline you actually have when it comes to your money. I know that by going through a debt-free journey, especially one that was 4.5 years long and required so much discipline, I learned more about myself than I ever imagined. Heck, I even learned that I wanted to make an entire career out of this, that I wanted to actually teach people about money. And I think it's so incredible to see that when you are very intentional about paying off debt, how you start learning about the habits that you have in your life and the habits that you want in your life. So today, I'm going to be sharing the three of the many lessons I learned from paying off debt and managing my money better. And the first is that this takes time. And it might feel slow in the moment, but it goes faster than you might think. And I know that if you're a parent, you might resonate with this, especially in the moment, day to day. Parenting can feel like it goes on forever, but the years go by in a blink of a second. I'll never forget that years ago when we were paying off debt, I remember I was sitting on the sofa in our, I think it was our apartment or maybe it was our first house, just scrolling through Instagram. It was hot in Texas. It was humid. I think that Evan was napping. Our baby was napping. And I was just bored. There was nothing good on TV. There were no books I was interested in reading. And to pass my time during the day, I would scroll and scroll and scroll. And I remember my Instagram feed and my Facebook feed, it was filled with all of these families taking summer vacations, or at least that's how it felt. And it just felt like everyone else was taking summer vacations except for me. And I actually tried to convince Matt, my husband, to use our emergency fund completely and go on a summer vacation because I felt like this debt payoff thing, I felt like it was taking forever. And while time might have been slowly inching by that summer day, looking back, it felt like it was crawling by. I realize now that those years we spent, those 4.5 years that we spent paying off debt, it is just a small fraction of our life. It was literally a blip on my timeline. And in the moment, it can feel so slow. And in the moment, it can feel like this is always going to happen. I'm going to be doing this forever. So I might as well just splurge on this, or I might as well just go overboard on that. But I want you to know that when you can commit to the process, that it actually goes by faster than you think. And that's whenever you get to the end and you say, hey, this was so worth it. It was so worth sticking to my budget, sticking to my plan. Even if that plan meant that you went on one less vacation or you completely didn't go on any vacations, whatever it is, I promise you, it will be worth it. The goal, though, is to just follow through with the plan you set. The second lesson I learned from paying off debt is that small progress adds up to big results. One of the things that we did while on our debt-free journey, and not something that Yes, it looks very fun. Not something that would be what people would easily say, yes, let me do that, is we took on little small side hustles, very, very minimal side hustles. One of them was what my husband did. So he is a band director, a middle school band director. And at the time, he was actually a middle school and high school band director. So he would have to go with the band on all the Friday night football games and all the Saturday band competitions. And one of the things that our school district did was if you drove the bus, you would make an extra $50 to $100 that weekend. And we decided, okay, it's not ideal. He didn't like driving the bus, but it was required. But we said, let's take this small income that we're getting. Maybe it came out to an extra $300 or $400 every month, and let's send it straight to debt. And those small little deposits that might have been, you know, just we did it more often in the fall season during football season, they had a big impact. While they were seemingly small and minuscule in the moment, they made a major dent in our debt-free journey. And so don't overlook what small progress can have on your life. Don't overlook the impact, whether that small progress is actually sending money to debt, having an extra $15 left over and sending that to debt, sending an extra $25 to debt. That small progress adds up. Maybe the small progress is just creating better money habits. Maybe the small progress is literally just opening your bank app and looking at how much money you have, or deciding that you're going to sit down every week to just review your spending and ask yourself, how did I do? All of that small progress with creating better money habits adds up over time when it's done consistency. These things can add up to literally more debt paid off. It can add up to you developing patience in a world that tells you that you need everything right now, right away. Taking small progress and small steps to developing patience gives you so much power over your decisions. And it also helps you develop the self-discipline that so many of us lack because we never had to practice it before. It gives you the opportunity to become disciplined with your money so that way you can continue toward your goal. The third lesson that I learned from paying off debt was one that I never thought I would learn from this, but I did. And I have talked about this before, and it's that your thoughts can lie to you. Not everything you think about your money and your finances is true, especially when you're starting out, especially when you feel very overwhelmed and you feel like paying off debt is almost impossible. Those thoughts are lies. But questioning your thoughts can change your mindset and change the way you see your money and yourself. So I actually learned this really in therapy. I've been in therapy since I was, 14 years old, and you can go back and listen to my episode on money and anxiety if you want to hear more about really just my journey with depression and anxiety and going to therapy, and that's episode number 46. You can go back and listen to that. It's really great. But one of the things that I learned is that my thoughts lie to me all the time. In the past, I used to believe the thoughts that entered my mind automatically. I used to believe that if I thought it, it must be true. If it's an opinion of mine, it must be true. And it was a terrible habit. So here's an example. I once had the thought that I'll never be able to pay off these student loans. I had so much money in student loans. My husband had so much money in student loans. We weren't making a super high income as teachers. And I just thought, okay, I'm going to have these for the 30 years that I'm a teacher. But what I had to do is tell myself, okay, is this thought true? Is it true? Or is it just a thought I have based off of my past experiences? And if it's not totally true, what can I do to change that thought? And so I was able to change that thought and say, you know what? I may be thinking I'll never be able to pay off these student loans, but that's just a thought. It holds no weight in my life. And so I want you to do that as well. When it comes to paying off debt, when it comes to staying on track with your budget, when it comes to making progress on your debt-free journey and sometimes making those hard choices, I want you to remember that the thoughts you have can lie to you, and that sometimes we have to question those thoughts that enter your mind. So another thing that I do to help me with this, because we're all human, no one is perfect, is I actually lean on my husband to help me with this. As someone who tends to be a little more emotional, he's very rational. I know that my thoughts can lie to me. So there are times when I go to him and I say, hey, Matt, I have this thought, I'm thinking this thing, and I need help rationalizing it and knowing if it's true or not. And this isn't just about money. This can be about all different types of things, parenting, relationships, just anything that I might be struggling with at the time. And he will literally just very easily help me rationalize, is this thought true or is it a lie I'm telling to myself? And sometimes it is true, and sometimes it's a lie I'm telling to myself. And if it's a lie, what do I need to be thinking instead? What can I replace that thought with? So when you're thinking about money, I want you to do that. These might be examples like, I'm never going to be able to take a vacation. Okay, that's a thought I've had before, but is it true? No, you are going to be, like, you don't know that. With certain truth, say that you are never going to be able to take a vacation. So when you're falling into the comparison trap this summer and you're looking at everyone taking a vacation and you're not taking a vacation, doesn't mean you will never be able to. So instead, you might say, I might not be able to take a vacation this year or this summer or this season, but I know it's in my future. Another example might be credit card debt. I know that credit card debt can be paralyzing, especially when the interest rates are so high. So you might think, I'm never going to be able to pay off these credit card debts. I'm never going to be able to get from under this credit card debt. And that thought can feel like a fact. But when you ask yourself, is that really true? Is it really true that I'll never be able to, that I'm going to die with credit card debt? No, it's not true, but our emotions make it feel true. So I guess that's part of it, is when we have a thought, we have to ask ourselves, is it a realistic thought or is it an emotional thought? And if it's an emotional thought, how can we look at it through a realistic lens so that way we stay focused? Because what I found is that when I believe the emotional thoughts, that's when I make emotional reactions. That's when I have emotional reactions to the thought that might not serve me and my money, which is why it is so important to question your thoughts, because they can lie to you. Today's episode is brought to you by my free budget class. This budget class is all about how to write a budget for your best life without giving up your weekly latte runs. In this class, I'm going to be covering the three massive mistakes that everybody makes with their budget and why they are costing you money. And I'm sharing with you these mistakes so that way you can stop making them. I'll also be sharing with you the secret to finding more money in your budget each month so that way you can do whatever you want with it. And I'll be sharing my four-step framework to budget for your best life without giving up what you love. This class is hands down incredible and it has so much value. You can sign up for it at inspirebudget.com/free class or just click the link in my show notes. I'll see you there. Now we get to get into what I'm honestly most excited about with this anniversary/birthday episode, and it's that I am actually interviewing and I get to introduce you to Cheryl. Cheryl is actually an Inner Circle member, but she is in the middle of paying off debt. She is working towards paying off all of her credit cards. We're going to get to hear a little bit about how she got into credit card debt and where she is now and what keeps her motivated, because my hope for you is at the end of this episode, you have the motivation you need to take that next step, whether the next step is making an extra payment towards debt, whether the next step is saying, okay, I'm going to actually make a plan for how I'm going to pay off debt, or whether the next step is just to say, I'm going to open up and count up how much debt I actually have. I'm going to literally write down all of my loans. My goal is that this conversation, this episode inspires you to take the next step in your journey, whatever that next step may be. So let me introduce you to Cheryl. Welcome, Cheryl, to the Inspire Budget Podcast. I have been looking forward to this interview for days. So I'm so excited you're here.
I am so excited to be here. I am a huge fan of your podcast, so this is an honor.
Cheryl, you're part of the Inner Circle and you have made amazing progress. I know you're working right now on paying off debt. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So I want you to tell us just a little bit about yourself so that way people can get to know you, anything you feel like sharing, and really, like, why is it that you want to pay off debt? And was there like this breaking point for you where you were like, something has to change?
Yeah. So I'm in my early 30s right now. And in my 20s, I just opened all the credit cards I could. I was single. I love to spend just like you do.
I love
And nobody told me any differently. Mm-hmm. So I just kept opening credit cards. And then when I met my who's my husband now, he had no debt coming into the marriage. Mm-hmm. And we really didn't talk too much about it. He knew that I had a good amount of debt. I think I started with $16,000 and we never really made a plan. I kind of had my own idea that I was going to use whatever money we got as wedding gifts to throw at our debt, but we got married during COVID. So we had a very small wedding and it changed everything.
Yeah.
So then I just came across someone I follow. They made a post about paying off their debt and it just really inspired me. And I got on board right away because when I want to do something, like, I go after it. And that was the first time that I actually wanted to pay mm-hmm. off my debt because I believed that I was just always going to have those minimum payments every month. Mm-hmm. And I didn't see any other way. And my really good friends, they paid off all of their debt too. So seeing people that I knew be able to do it, it really inspired me and just showed me that I could do it too if I really wanted to.
Yeah. You know, I think sometimes that's the difference between our 20s and our 30s, right? In our 20s, we're making the mistakes sometimes. In our 30s is when we're like, wait a minute, it doesn't have to be this way. And if you're really lucky, you do all of that in your 20s. And you realize that in your 20s. But I'm curious to know how your husband feels about this. Cause, you know, I know he came into the marriage with no debt. And does he like see it as his too? Or is he excited that you have this motivation now to get rid of the credit card
debt? He's very like carefree and it didn't really bother him. And I'm the type that like, I want to pay off my own debt. I don't feel like he should have to put a lot into it, but he does help. We have a mortgage now. So we used to pay half and half. And now once I got into this, I asked him if he could pay a couple hundred more mm-hmm. just because, and that's like me feeling like I'm doing it, but he's also contributing right. in his own way, but he's proud of me. He doesn't have too much emotion about it, but I get so excited every time I pay off a credit card. I'm like, okay, we have to celebrate. And I think now that he's seeing me, I've paid off 5 cards now. I'm about to pay off another one next month. So now that he's seeing I'm actually making progress, I think he's believing that mm-hmm. I'm actually going to do it.
And then how long ago did you start this whole, like, when did you jump in?
At the end of 2020, yeah. I started and I paid off 4 really small credit cards within like the first couple months. I just took like stimulus checks, anything I could get my hands on. I just threw it all. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know about the debt snowball. I didn't know any strategies. I just kind of went at it. And then I joined your group, which was so helpful because I didn't even know how to make a budget mm-hmm. till I came across you. And that was the game changer.
How was it a game changer?
I always viewed a budget as a negative, mm-hmm. like it was going to hold me back. But really, like, I was living paycheck to paycheck. And once I made a budget and I put things like a buffer into it, mm-hmm. then it showed me how much money I actually did have left over. And yeah. I just had been doing it wrong. So I didn't know how to make a budget.
Yeah. Cause they don't teach it right? Like, they don't teach this. Like, I know my parents didn't teach it because they were learning, and they don't teach this in school because it's very, it feels very personal. And I think that's part of the reason why they don't teach it. And they think that we may be teaching about all these other things that don't matter, but I'm so excited. I'm so excited because I've seen the progress that you've been making. I can tell that you were excited, and I can see that you have like more confidence when it comes to your money. Would you say that's true?
Oh, 100%. Like I'm almost obsessed with like, I think I am obsessed with paying off my debt. Like my paycheck comes in and I can make a different amount each paycheck, but I kind of guess at it and mm-hmm. I'll make a budget. And then once my paycheck comes in, I'm like, okay, let me go adjust my budget, see how close I was. And if I have extra money, that's great. And yeah, it's so much fun. It really is like learning a whole new class. Mm-hmm. And I just love the more I learn about it, and I learn new things every day.
Yeah, that's awesome. What keeps you motivated? I mean, I know that paying off debt can, I know you said you're obsessed and you seem to be very motivated, but I know that there's also people that have either started paying off debt and they become unmotivated and they quit. I mean, that happens all the time. What is your motivation that keeps you like in it and making progress?
Yeah, I think it's just knowing after I finish all of this, how much money I will actually have, and mm-hmm. I won't have to send it to minimum payments after 10 years of sending all of my paycheck to minimum payments.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what you want to do after that?
I kind of want to buy a Peloton. I think that's going to be the first thing I do.
A celebration.
My husband he's not really for that, but I just have a little bike right now, but mm-hmm. I want to upgrade to a Peloton. But like another thing I kind of wanted to add is that like I go to Vegas, I go on vacation like once a year. Mm-hmm. I never save up for it. And I have an upcoming trip in a couple months. And thanks to you, I have been putting money in mm-hmm. a savings, and I don't feel any stress about going because I've saved money for it.
Isn't that so nice? To like yes. not feel, I used to always feel like there's like this weight or this stress, like, oh, when I go home, I have to face what I've done. Right. And now you have it, it's all going to be paid for, and you're going to be able to enjoy it like so much more.
Yeah. I usually come back and I am struggling a couple months after mm-hmm. just trying to figure out how I'm going to pay my bills.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad. Oh, I'm so glad. It's so great to see your progress. It's so great to see your enthusiasm for it. And I hope that you continue to stay enthusiastic. And have you like talked about this with any of your friends or family? I'm curious, like anyone outside of the internet world?
Yes. My friends and family all know about it. I mm-hmm. told my dad, don't get me any gifts this year. If you want to give me a gift, please have it be cash, because I want to just throw anything mm-hmm. I can at my debt. And if everything goes according to plan, I should be debt free by next year.
Oh my gosh. That's so exciting. Yeah. Well, we're going to have you back. We need to have you back on whenever you become debt free, and you can celebrate with everyone and, you know, let us know what your next steps are.
Yes. I just wanted to thank you so much for your group. It's so like, I just love going to the Facebook group and being able to share my wins and seeing everybody else's wins. It just keeps me motivated mm-hmm. every day. So I owe so much to you.
Oh, thank you. You know, I think part of that is just like, you are intentionally surrounding yourself with content and people that help you stay motivated. Because if you were, I mean, like you said before, like when you were doing this on your own, I mean, you can do it on your own, but do you feel like there's a difference?
There is a complete difference. I do make sure to surround myself with that kind of content and the right people that just push me to try harder and be the best version of myself I can be.
Well, I'm so excited. And thank you for sharing your story and your progress here on the Inspire Budget podcast. And I can't wait to have you back on whenever you meet your goals. So that way we can celebrate and we can hear what your next steps are.
Yes. Allison, thank you so much. It's such an honor to be on your podcast.
Oh, thank you, Cheryl. I hope you enjoyed this little anniversary episode of the Inspire Budget podcast. I can't believe I didn't start this podcast sooner. Honestly, it brings me so much joy. It gives me, even more purpose. And it helps me to know that people are hearing it when they need it, and that it actually can inspire someone and give them hope when it comes to their money. So if you have enjoyed this podcast, it would mean the world to me if you would actually leave a rating or review either on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. It takes no time at all, and it's a very easy way to support me and to support the podcast, because it just means a lot and it's free. It's also free to follow or subscribe as well. I'm excited about another episode next week. I'll see you then.